I want you to know with this audio, because I'm turning everyone in, or taking advantage of me, they're like the bitch snaps out of it. Because the most disgusting people in the world think they can judge, label, and they are the most disgusting people in TDCJ. Because you have a no snitch policy for certain Mexicans that get raped, and you think that it's, you know, okay, and then you think you can label someone else, you're never going to be able to take advantage again. You know what the Department of Justice does in TDCJ veterans? With this technology, they wanted me to look like a deviant or a murderer or something disgusting that I can't take care of my daughter. So with this technology on my head, my teeth keep moving, my face, the audio is 24/7 voice-to-skull harassment from a government facility to torture, just like they did in TDCJ once I turned them all in. They think a rape victim looks weak, like they could rip my body apart like that. You wanted to be a rape victim, that's what you look like. I didn't have a prostitute body. I wasn't shaped like them or have what they had. I had my normal body. Then they wanted to rip it apart so they could control everything about it. And just to let you know, the sick fucking mind, demented mind of a criminal from TDCJ that thinks it's funny, and officers that try to get in for their trash criminal inmates. You know you look sick in the head, right? I reported you. Police reports and protection orders are not reverse psychology, or they don't mean love. This isn't prison, you fucking demented, retarded, fucking gutter rat trash. This is the mind of a criminal from prison that's not brainwashing. They don't know psychology. They don't make decisions. And your officers that get in for these demented criminals don't either. Don't you understand that they're torturing me right now while I'm in bed? My mouth, my face, my eyes, computer images from a government facility. Your Mexicans aren't talented, you stupid fucking trash. Even if they were, it doesn't matter. It's my body, my choice. Now my face is twitching, my head, my mouth, my teeth. They try to force my mouth to smell and taste a certain way, as if to torture me for telling the truth. And you're not going to be able to say, oh, they're too powerful. I've written National Security Agency already. The technology that goes into doing all this. Military. Department of Justice. Cops even see it and know where it is or what it is. Because they sexually harassed me. So if they play along, it's a government facility. Sorry, I'm not getting it for anyone. Because you tried to program someone. Government facility. And that's what makes my teeth move. It will be only me, the veteran. Not getting in for your trash so they can seem important in the world when they aren't wanted. No means no. Then it will never change. And that's not brainwashing, reading a psychology book. I am in my bed. They start trying to program again from a government facility. What are you going to say to the world? How you wanted to kill a veteran? Trying to get in for trash from TDCJ. Trying to push your institutionalized anything in the world. I have freedom of speech. I can say whatever I want on the internet. I don't have an aggravated offense. There goes my face. You're not going to put a computer image of any trash that I would never get in for in my life. That includes your swamp trash officers that facilitate human trafficking. There goes my face twitching. They try to force suicide this way. The government facility, only me. I'm not getting in for your swamp trash. Because they're going to all feel like they deserve a voice because they have sex the whole time they're in prison and they're smart. They masturbate the whole time in prison and they're smart. That's their college degree. And they're murderers. And they all set up murder in prison. They think they teach lessons. These are the people that think they can't have a voice. And the officers that get in for them when it's illegal to do anything that they do. Or speak on anyone's behalf. Everybody I have to speak for me. My ex-boyfriend I've known 17 years. He went to go see me every weekend. You know, I finished college of, I had a mind to finish day and night not having officers help like everyone else that thinks they're buddies with officers. You know, everything's documented that I wrote wardens or anyone and it's all properly written. Not some sociopath like your trash that y'all get in for. You are all fucking stupid in TDCJ to try to have done something to me. And focus on only me. And nobody else can say that because I'm not getting in for anyone. Because they want attention. And they're the most embarrassing people in the world. I have protection orders, police reports. I'm not mentally ill where, oh my God, I can't see anybody from TDCJ. You wish you trash made an impression on the world like that. That's the funniest thing I have ever heard in my life. And this technology on my head, moving my face, my teeth, my mouth. Because I'm telling the truth, unlike all these swamp trash. And I'm calling them that because you all are the most disgusting people in the world. To sexually harass, gossip, a rape victim on purpose, knowing. You're the most disgusting. That's not brainwashing because you have institutionalized behavior. That's, you're sick, sociopath. You deserve to be in prison the rest of your life. Why, they're torturing my mouth and my teeth right now. Forcing it to bite down on my tongue, my mouth, my lips. Why, they put computer images of correctional officer. You hear it. Saying they don't get no fucking say so in life. And then they put a computer image of this officer in my face. And images in my mouth. This is how Texas thinks they teach lessons and make somebody seem a certain way they're not. Sorry, I'm not a deviant. I'm not a murderer. But you are. Do you hear my teeth moving? There will be no criminal speaking up for you. I'm going to tell the world about their certain faces. Don't ever trust them. Don't ever help them. They're a manipulator. And then the government facility that has this on my head. You wish your trash from TDCJ taught lessons. You wish they were going to say, take this as a lesson. These are arsonists, murderers, rapists that correctional officers get in for. They are no longer of sound mind to be able to speak up for anyone. You cannot make a decision on life, on religion, on psychology. You are not even in that field. And the ones that are limited to. That's why I have a psychologist out here, a counselor, a mentor, my friends with degrees who will speak for me because they know the extent of things you thought you could plan and do for your criminal buddies. You would lose your job. I hope you know that. Trying to make some inmate seem so powerful because you want a certain race to have a reputation will never work. Any kind of lesbian kind of crap won't work. You can't even be gay in prison, and I don't have a girlfriend. Nor did I in prison. And I filed paperwork. with the courts stating so from prison. So just to let y'all know, they are torturing me from a government facility. None of it's fake. None of it's made up. None of it's for attention. You hear my teeth? It's fucking gross that they put a computer image of officers' faces. They try to put certain tastes in my mouth, certain smells, trying to say it's mental health, and they're lying. They have been doing this for years, trying to torture me to kill myself. And it's not for Mexicans either. They're tearing my mouth. This is how they get certain people to kill themselves. And parole looks upset this time. Because they participated. Now the whole world knows just how. They're torturing me. I just went to the restroom. Moving my teeth, my mouth. I'm sorry, Bexar County. Your cops are not going to be able to lie this time. You won't pinpoint who they were. You can't lie and say it's made up, it's mental illness. You know, my ex-girlfriend's a psychology major. Try to explain why she can't speak. I ran into my other ex-girlfriend who went to UTSA for psychology. You know, when I make protection orders and I do everything, I do it from a sound mind, a rational mind, a logical mind. I'm not in any way coerced to do anything, nor am I intimidated. That's why you all get reported. Because you're at a capacity of law that you're supposed to go by it, not play institutionalized games. And you can't even be trusted. Because you're willing to lie for your criminals, your inmates, reputations, games, to save trash, and I'm not going to. So, my teeth are moving right now, world. And it's not a game or a joke. This is how they kill people from teeth. Look, there's a computer image on my head. Technology from prison. This is how they try to intimidate you to kill yourself or seem mentally ill so they can have witnesses and say, look, how is she acting? Because you can't see it. Only I could feel it in my face twitching and pulling like electricity's pulling it up. So, PsyOps. When I get on the phone with my daughter, you know, my phone turns off and it's charged. And then it turns off again. Whenever my mom's on the phone. I wish y'all would try to put limitations on things when you have coerced family court. When you have facilitated illegal activities that don't get spoken of. When you all act like little bitches when you're gossiping and I stare you straight in your face. Till you either cover your mouth or you turn around. I put it all out there, family court. Paul Elizondo Tower. I'm in the elevator and as soon as it opens up, a paralegal looks at me, turns around, walks away. She won't get in the elevator. You want to blow up in here with me, bitch? Because I'm not that kind of veteran. I walk in, the attorneys can't look at me. What's on my face? You didn't think I'd show up? Or do you think I'd be dead? Or you think I'd commit suicide? You think I believe the computer on my head? Only I make me. I am in control of me. You think you're worth suicide? Or giving up my daughter? Or brainwashing? Do you really think that, attorneys? I know a lot about you. You know, I grew up working in bars and strip clubs. You know, I was an entertainer for a long time. The end of my time doesn't count. Delete. I've been to therapy. Some of these people are not even worth remembering. The fact that a trashy-ass Texas prison thought that they could force someone to be something they're not by trying to make me into someone I'm not. And then intimidate with sex or... I guess that's how you control people. It's not going to be me. It's not going to be my daughter. Oh, and then you thought you control people with computer images and holograms for cops and attorneys? You know I'm that fucking paralegal that will tell you all the fuck off. Oh, yeah, and I worked with PSYOPs in the military. Yeah, nice makeovers y'all got there, family court. I see everything. And then I can find out everything. I can research everything. And all I have to do is get one buddy to jump on the board with me. You know, because he's PSYOPs and I'm civil affairs. And we could ruin your whole motherfucking world.